Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Let's go down and talk to John Rattigan, who has Colby Lewis with him.
Yeah, we got Colby here. Try to put into words how you're feeling right now, Colby.
It sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, John Bass and David Mino.
I'm also a homeowner.
Oh, that was totally clean.
And
not edited. Also, by the way, fun times on a Monday.
just so you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm also.
Just so you guys know.
I'm also a homeowner.
Oh, all right. No more questions.
Cheap edit.
3 o'clock, right fielder Dominic Hamzone.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Jay Austin.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I,
Milwaukee,
will now say hello to the hard line, Bob, Corby, Dave.
Corby.
Dave.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Dave.
Milwaukee.
It's great.
Wow.
Maybe we're wrong.
No, we're not.
Character in Children of the Corn, Milwaukee.
He had heard it somewhere Milwaukee. Before.
What's this now? What'd I miss?
Play it. So the show that was on after Whip, it's a new show.
The Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack.
With Renee.
And
which, confusing.
They had a moment.
What about Malachi Lawrence?
Malachi.
Malachi Lawrence.
Not Malachi.
Yeah, he called him Malachi Lawrence.
Not Malachi.
And then he went on to say, I've heard him called that before.
It's like Malachi.
Malachi Lawrence.
Kind of a sick nickname idea.
Do a weekly with Milwaukee. The lockdown with Milwaukee.
I thought we were talking about the Milwaukee Brewers.
No.
This is disappointing to me.
I did think of you the other day, Bob, when I was watching the video again of when Mike Tyson met Hasbulla. He thought he was a child.
Can't watch that enough.
And he's just hugging him, and he's like kissing him and stuff. It's really weird.
He's like 22.
Yeah, he just grabs him and holds him like a toddler.
He smokes.
So good.
Nobody puts me.
I totally forgot that the Cowboys drafted Milwaukee.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
You're all in on Milwaukee.
You planning on trying to visit with Milwaukee?
I would love to.
Maybe Bruce the Tick would like to visit with him.
Yeah, I got to figure out what we're going to do this year.
Today Gandhi. Is Monday, July the 27th, the 208th
day. Malachi, I wonder what you think of.
Do
you think
Irving cares over there?
Do you think Bruce Levine and Bruce the Tick have ever met? And what would that
There's
sound
no
like?
There's no way.
I figure that out and set that up.
Like at a Bruce convention, perhaps.
Bruce the Tick is too quiet.
And Bruce Springsteen.
It's impossible to hear him.
157 days left in the year.
Okay, let's get Springsteen in
If we got you like one of those Indian robes, garbs, would people buy that you were Gandhi? Do they know who Gandhi is?
I would hope so.
That's a good question. How many players... Give us 10 seconds on Gandhi.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you ever got the opportunity to speak with Gandhi, what would you say? Lucky for you, he's right here.
Fascinating.
Go ahead and ask him.
But you'll have to go on soda a little bit more, Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe paint your face.
You're going to have to really buy in.
All right, you have 3 minutes with Gandhi. Go ahead and ask him whatever you want.
Yeah, so...
No, he's not fasting right now. So.
Boy, Brad Sham would not think highly of that bit.
All right, we're doing that.
Guys,
I'm your handler.
Okay.
Let's get serious.
It was like with...
LT Overton.
When we had Dan and Southlake out with the... what's his name?
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Dan Fagerbakke?
Yeah. Yeah. Bill.
Or Bill. Yeah, Bill. Bill Fagerbakke.
You're thinking Dan Fogarty.
Yeah. Always got him on the mind.
Fogarty Backy.
Today is National Chicken Finger Day.
Ham.
Oh, well, ham's got that glow.
Is she still with Barstool?
What a hue.
No, it's not chicken fried or whatever. So,
have you already had tendies today?
I will tonight.
Okay.
Celebration?
Saving it celebration. Yeah,
okay. He's going to wake the chicken finger up in that special way.
Take it all.
Gross.
On this date,
don't you think that, like, much like McLaren could easily sashay into the beer world, that ham If something went wrong, he should be some sort of chicken impresario.
A chicken farmer?
A chicken influencer.
He could do dipping on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the strip.
Just go, right.
Just the strip.
It's right there on a tee.
It writes itself.
Yeah, it kind of tastes fried. It really tastes the vegetable oil. It's great. On this date in the year 1996 in Atlanta.
What vegetable did you have today? Oil?
Yeah, the oil.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, corn oil.
A pipe bomb explodes at Centennial Olympic Park during the Summer Olympics.
I mean, it was just Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell got railroaded,
leave him
bro.
Alone. Poor guy. Saddest story ever.
Meant for him.
He was a hero.
It wasn't Richard Jewell. It was a guy named Richard who had a jewel.
Okay, what was the real guy's name?
I'll be here all week.
We don't even remember the real guy's name. It's so sad. They found him like in South Carolina or something like that.
Steve Palermo.
No, it's not Steve Palermo.
No, it was him.
Michael Lombardi.
Eric Rudolph.
Yeah, Eric Rudolph.
Super Max.
Malachi Lawrence.
Yes.
In the year 1999, this was big for our age group. Tony Hawk became the first skateboarder to land a 900.
Damn.
Huge. Yes.
900 complete spins. Mm-hmm. In
we
one
all
jump.
Fired up the PlayStation mm-hmm. at the same time. And
video game actually came out before he did the 900 in real life.
Mm-hmm. They knew.
Predicted the future.
Yeah. Tony Hawk with a funny cameo in the new Will Ferrell series. The Hawk. Mm.
Well. Mm.
He probably doesn't have a whole lot going on now. So that makes sense.
Dude, that documentary that came out a couple of years ago, like, he's still doing stuff.
Skating?
Like, yes, legend. And hurting himself. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're 60.
In the year 2015...
Live to skate. Skate to live.
Right. The Skater Boy Scouts guy. Of America ended...
You just went to a widespread show.
Yeah, when are you going to grow up?
Blanket ban on gay adult leaders.
Oh.
Oh.
So they said, hey, anybody can...
As long as they're under a blanket, it's okay?
Correct. I always thought they were called the Boy Scouts...
Mm-hmm. It's the Boy Scouts, not the gay boys.
But what the gay boys of America.
They're showing them how to rub two sticks together.
Right.
This is how you make a fire.
Look at this knot.
What? It's got to get a little friction
Look,
going.
Here's one knot, and there's two.
Now pull it out real slow.
Here's my mm-hmm. balloon knot. And in 2015, the Arizona Cardinals hired Jen Welter to coach inside linebackers. They say she is believed to be the first woman to hold a coaching position in the NFL.
So in your scenario, they tie the knots, and then for whatever reason, it's in their butt?
Yeah. Seemed pretty easy to follow.
So did this coach try to use the boys' bathroom?
No, they had to make a whole separate one for her.
I mean, the cost of that.
Yeah, they handed her a
it's
bucket.
Not worth it.
P1 birthdays. Hi, Monty. Happy birthday to my P1 husband, Robert. Leaders are Danny, the old gray wolf, and Elliot. So glad we could celebrate him this past weekend with a road trip to Nacogdoches. What is better than a steakhouse, brewery, and being woken up in that special way? Happy birthday from his V1 wife, Anne.
And
so happy birthday, Robert.
Woken up in that special way after the steak dinner.
Are there a lot of Ann's being born?
Tastes like a ribeye.
Not a middle name Ann's, but I don't know about.
Just feel that's one
Ann's.
Of those names that just was
Frank.
Here a lot. We all grew up with Ann's.
Annie.
You're in danger of a big methane explosion.
Maybe Annie.
Yeah, but A1's like pineapple juice, line 4 guy. We have one cumulus birthday today. It is Natalia Molina's birthday.
Hey, Natalia. Awesome.
So, Corby, if you want to go say happy birthday.
I will go down there and find her.
Today is the 74th birthday of Bump Wills.
Hero.
Ranger.
Little Bump.
Mm-hmm.
Got my picture with him. Documented.
How about his brother, couple of beers?
Coach O, Ed Orgeron, 65.
Yeah, that's right.
How's my little girl doing, Coach?
Where'd she die?
Oh.
Yeah. Get over it.
Oh, I guess I'm over it.
Football season.
Yeah, that's right.
No time to soak.
Yeah.
Time to play.
Yeah, go Garrett Nussmeier.
Go Tiger.
Go Tiger.
Want to play my pool?
Yeah.
Triple H, 57.
I've
Alex
lost weight.
Bob.
Rodriguez, 51. Max Scherzer, 42. He's got different color eyeballs.
Starting today.
Indeed he does.
On his 42nd right. birthday.
He's got one blue eye and two brown eyes.
There it is.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill, 38.
Aggie. Legend.
Turning 33 today for George, Jordan Spieth.
Only Spiefer. 33.
The old Spiefer.
Coming up
on the... You guys getting him on the show today for his birthday?
Yeah, I don't think he'll come on the ticket.
Coming up on Jack's record, I think.
No.
Isaac Alarcon, the Mexican Larry Allen, 28.
Met him at media night.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He wants the cake.
He wanted to taste the cake.
Mm-hmm. I like the cake.
Was he a bartender?
No.
Bill Ingvall, 69.
Didn't he kind of sound like Frankenstein, though? Like Mexican Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I know what Mexican Dracula sounds like, but what is Mexican Frankenstein?
I need to go through this entire Mexiverse that you've created. The Mexi Monster Verse.
The Mexi Verse.
Kind of sounds like Mexican Spider-Man.
Tamales.
Tamales?
The Mexi Monster Verse.
Oh, we got Dracula.
The
we got
turns red, white, and green like the flag.
Donnie Yen, 63.
Yeah, I've never heard of Mexican Frankenstein. I want to...
Hey, Asian.
He's got sombrero. There's sombrero involved.
Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, 56. That's Jamie
Hunter.
Lannister.
It's a hunter.
I love sombreros.
Oh, he joins us now.
Maya Rudolph, 54. Heidi awesome. Gardner, 43.
Beavis and Butthead, funniest sketch ever.
Today is the 26th birthday of Natalie Portman, who's been in 123 films.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the subtlety there.
There is a woman
Natalie
named that.
Portman.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
I don't know if that's a legal name, Corby.
She's of the upstate Portman.
I'm looking at okay. I see, her driver's license right here. She was in Natalie Portman Gets Porked by Brickzilla. Giving her the D for an A, and Flatty's got it going on.
Brickzilla?
That's the guy's name. That's his legal name, too.
What are we doing? We need to throw him in the Mexican Monsterverse.
Brickzilla?
Yeah.
Born the State Now Dead, Julian McMahon of Nip Tuck.
What happened to that guy?
He died.
Oh.
She's
terrible.
So anyway...
Down the State Still Dead.
Court.
Hate to hear that.
Bob Hope.
The great Bob Hope.
And Frank Zamboni.
For
the guy?
No, yes. The actual Zamboni.
The machine
what's
died.
What's the Utah Zamboni called? The mammoth?
Frank. Hamboni or something? I don't know.
It's got a cool name. Three. It's got like tusks and
Carlos.
Stuff.
Zambrano?
We need to steal that.
Carlos Zambrano.
And that's why today is
like,
suck.
It's called the Zamath.
Zamath.
Yeah, Zamath. Utah Zamath.
Is it the Wooly Zamath? Let's go!
I'm also a homer.
Oh, cool. Bye, Justin.
Broadcasting
by Malaki.
My
name
is TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, armed by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.